Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter says real progress is being made in the campaign against the Islamic State group in Iraq, sometimes called ISIS or ISIL. Mr. Carter made his remarks Thursday at the Pentagon alongside Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey. Secretary Carter said he had productive meetings this week in Washington with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and his defense chief, Khaled al-Abadi.
I was up front in our meetings about how a lasting victory over ISIL requires inclusive governance in Baghdad and respect for local populations in all areas liberated from ISIL control.
General Dempsey told reporters he's pleased with efforts by the Iraqi leadership to go after the militants. Thousands of people marched through the southern African city of Durban on Thursday to protest recent anti-immigrant violence that's left five people dead and thousands displaced. In a suburb of Johannesburg, police fired rubber bullets and tear gas on Thursday to disperse a crowd of anti-immigrant protesters aimed at attacking foreign-owned shops. The violent attacks in South Africa first targeted shops owned by foreign nationals, mainly from Somalia and Ethiopia. The attacks have since spread to all African foreigners. African Union observers have given tacit approval to elections in Sudan. The head of the mission, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, says observers are concerned that the suppression of human rights may have constrained participation. President Omar al-Bashir of Sudan is widely expected to win the vote, which the opposition boycotted. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen, where a Sunni Arab-led coalition is conducting airstrikes against Shiite rebels. Mr. Ban warned Yemen was in flames, in his words, and said the only resolution was for all sides to stop hostilities and take part in the negotiations. At least 700 people have died since the Saudi Arabian-led coalition began airstrikes 3 weeks ago against the Houthi rebels, which are believed to be backed by Iran. Syrian doctors who treated victims of an apparent chlorine attack last month in the city of Sarman have urged the UN Security Council to hold the perpetrators accountable. We get more now from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
Last month, there were renewed allegations that the government of President Bashar al-Assad used barrel bombs filled with chlorine against the northwestern town of Sarman in Idlib province. If true, that would violate a second council resolution adopted just days before the attack, condemning the use in Syria of any toxic chemical, including chlorine, and warning a violation would have consequences. Syrian doctor Mohammed Tanari treated victims of the alleged chlorine attacks of March 16th and 23rd. He briefed Security Council ambassadors on Thursday, showing them a video of doctors unsuccessfully trying to revive naked and lifeless babies and small children. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told reporters it moved the diplomats to tears. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's economy is getting better. He spoke about it during a wide-ranging annual televised call-in show on Thursday. Charles Maines reports.
This was Vladimir Putin's 13th year holding the call-in event, and the Russian president arrived ready for what he admitted had become a traditional first question about the successes and setbacks of the past year. We've run into some outside problems this year, he said, and they've influenced our economic growth and development. But Mr. Putin noted the ruble had strengthened in recent weeks. Inflation had been kept in check. He also pointed to record gains in agriculture and oil production. And he said there was continued growth, even if modest, in the gross domestic product. In short, President Putin's message to Russians, despite Western sanctions and falling world oil prices, the worst was over. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Here in Washington, a new deal between Republicans who head congressional tax committees and a key Democratic senator Thursday may advance efforts to win approval of a controversial trade agreement called the Trade Promotion Authority. If the TPA is approved, it would mean Congress could vote to approve or reject trade agreements. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.